This is a large-scale sculpture called Synapsid, based on a 1950s science fiction B-movie. Well, it's not really a B-movie, but it was set in partly in Bermondsey in Rotherhithe, where a radioactive dinosaur swims up the Thames, having been awoken from atomic testing in the 50s after the war. It was reawoken and it swam from the ocean up the Thames and it enters through the Rotherhithe docks and stampedes through Bermondsey. And in the film there are lots of scenes where it tramples through buildings which are no longer there. So it's an interesting record of the area's history.
And how did you come to be commissioned to create this piece here in Bermondsey Square?
Working with Vitrine Gallery, we had spoken for a while about doing a sculpture show together. And it came to us that this was the perfect location for a public sculpture to liven the square up and interest local people in the workers of the gallery.
And how did you alight on this particular subject?
Of course, there was the science fiction movie, which I just mentioned, but a lot of my work deals with science fiction themes just because they are quite good at helping us envision sort of our society's viewpoint towards technology and scientific developments, everything from sort of gene therapy to nuclear energy. So with this piece, I was looking at the ocean as a metaphor for the kind of, you know, the wild and chaotic nature of the environment against what would be a very, which is a very sophisticated development, with the Shard just moments away, which is kind of like the peak of, you know, our civilized engineering and you know, a symbol of our city. So I wanted to bring something into contrast, but also sort of celebrate the new development.
And the piece has been in place for a day or two. What kinds of reactions have you had from the early days?
I'm actually really delighted already about how people want to interact with the sculpture. I'd say it's been overwhelmingly positive, with people coming straight up, and it really stimulated the curiosity of passers-by. Every question from, you know, actually someone high-fived me last night, which was quite fun. They absolutely loved it. And they also immediately saw a lot of the connections, plus many new... What I love about a piece like this is that people bring their own ideas to it, things that I haven't even thought of. So, yeah, they've come up and really enjoyed it.
And Alice, you're the founder of the Vitrine Gallery, mm-hmm. and people will know your space next to Sainsbury's in Bermondsey Square, where you've had for several years now a changing programme of exhibitions. Tell us about the sculpture programme and how that fits into to the rest of what you do.
Yeah, I mean, we've been here it'll be 5 years in March, and the space on Bermondsey Square is a public exhibition space, so people, you know, people engage with it from the square itself. We've also done performances in the square and over the time that we've been here, and I for quite some time sort of thought about, you know, it's a sort of obviously brilliant location for public sculpture, and there aren't, and now you know, in London, to have a space which is a public square that commissions emerging mid-career really very different artists to create public sculpture. I threw the idea around for some time and sort of thinking about it, and then was speaking to Karen, who has a lot of experience in public sculpture with her own practice, and so we kind of founded the sculpture at Bermondsey Square together with the idea of her both being the first artist commissioned and also then working with me on the development of the overall project. The Arts Council were very excited about it, and so they funded, they're funding the first two, and an organisation called Ideas Tap, which are Bermondsey based, were very keen to fund a third one, which is an open call submission, with the idea that Karen, for example, she has a lot of experience with public sculpture. The next artist, Edwin Burdis, he's an established British artist, but he's never made public sculpture before. So that kind of that for them and for us is really exciting, because then we can kind of really work with different artists in this kind of in this sort of space.
So Karen's piece is here for 6 months. Then Edwin Burdis, and have you selected the artist yet for the third piece, or is that call still open?
No, the open call is going to open around Christmas. We've already, it's the advertising that are going out. We've got Art Review and Elephant Magazine, who are media partners on the project, and so adverts have gone out which already include information about the open call, but it will actually open in at Christmas. Ideas Tap, who we're working with for that, will kind of help us sort of administer it, because what we'd like is we'd keep it very open, so it's really for artists from different points in their careers and from different amount of experience with public sculpture. And we really want to get a breadth of different ideas of how to use the square and public sculpture, whether it be one piece like this in the centre or a number of smaller pieces that are dotted around the square, and see how those come in. And they will be commissioned to launch in next year, this time next year.
Karen, just coming back to you, the movie that inspired this piece, tell us about how local people in Rotherhithe particularly were involved in the making of the movie and the resonances that there are there for the local residents.
I absolutely love the fact on the film poster, whether it be exactly true or not, they said cast of thousands running screaming from their houses. And well, people do, there are a lot of scenes from about, I think, about maybe three quarters way through the movie, shot in Bermondsey itself. So you see these people who are asked. Actually, there is a quote online somewhere where someone says their mum was asked to run out screaming and waving her arms. And some of these people are really great extras. It looks fantastic. And then, but you also see like how the streets used to look, and the shops, the pubs, the docks. And I even one of the scenes they sort of trample old cars, so that's really interesting too. I will be working, doing some public engagement work with a care home down the road with mostly old, very old people. So I'll be interested to see if some. I've been told some of them are local residents, so we'll be speaking with them about the film and seeing what they remember, which will be a really good bonus to see what happens.